The National Treasury has postponed the increase of the health promotion levy by a year to April 2023. And the change was confirmed in the revised 2022 draft rates bill, which was recently published for public comment on the 1st of April. The bill also includes the temporary reduction in the general fuel levy. Sharing insights on the draft rates bill is Senior Associate in the Tax and Exchange Control Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, Louis Botha. Louis, good evening and thank you so much for your time.
Evening, Benita. Always good to be with you and your listeners.
The tax and threshold adjustments that were announced in the 2022 budget, did these come under any sort of change with the recently released draft rates bill at all, Louis?
No, the only changes were, there were only two sort of categories of changes here. Essentially, the one category of change related to the changes regarding the increase of the tax on sugary sweetened beverages, or more commonly known as the sugar tax, and then, of course, the temporary reduction of the general fuel levy, which was introduced to in order to alleviate and to prevent a significant increase in the fuel price.
Do we have any understanding from Treasury why the sugar tax, as you described, was postponed for a year?
There's the main reason that's been given. So when the bill was published, was to allow for additional consultation, for additional consultation process. So essentially, because the decision was made to only bring the increase in effect from 2023, Treasury decided to then also provide for additional consultation before the increase comes into effect.
All right, and also one of the big announcements in the draft rates bill was the reduction in the fuel levy, which would have pleased us as motorists going to the pumps recently. But let's just caution our optimism. Yeah, this is temporary as far as I understand, Louis.
Yes, correct. It only applies from the 6th of April this year until the 31st of May. So in other words, if any sort of changes in the fuel price between that time, be it upwards or downwards, will also take into account then when the price is adjusted in at the beginning of June, then 1.50 will essentially come back on top of that price. So the hope then is of course that the international oil price stabilizes during this 2 month period.
Well, I have seen that the international oil price has reduced somewhat, and we will certainly be keeping our eyes on that for the next few months. But did this reduction in the fuel levy require legislative change at all?
Yes, Nito. So essentially, what they did to effect this change is to amend the so-called the draft rate and monetary Draft Rates and Monetary Amounts Amendment Bill. And so this bill actually, or a bill like this, is published every year to effect changes in the personal income tax bracket, to make changes to the fuel levy, to bring about changes in tax rates, which are also the change in the corporate income tax rate. But the way that it happens is that because typically the bill is only passed at the end of the year in terms of the legislative cycle where Parliament has to approve it and so on, what then happens is that the bill is introduced on the basis that then the provisions apply with so-called retrospective effect. So when the bill is passed, when it comes into effect, it confirms the provision which says that this change applied from a date preceding Parliament's approval and the President's assent. So that's basically the process that is followed.
I see. And with Treasury making this announcement or releasing this draft rates bill at the beginning of this month, am I correct in understanding that the public comment period is still open?
Yes, correct. There is still a public comment period. Although, let me just maybe put it into certain context. So the comments can be submitted on this bill and on the taxation laws amendment bill that will be published later in the year, which deals more broadly with other technical tax changes and so on. In the current instance, it's unlikely that there'll be a consultation period per se, because the changes are for the benefit of taxpayers, at least as it pertains to the fuel levy. So that'll come into effect, and the legislative, but the change to the bill is just there because they have to follow the legal process,
right,
to bring it into effect. So all the other provisions, so the change regarding the sugar tax, the other rate increases, for example, the increases regarding the other excise taxes, sin taxes, and so on. That process for comment and so on is still upcoming, but for the current bill, because this change is so requires an immediate change, there's not going to really be a consultation process. It's simply a case that the change is made now, but other matters are open for comment at a later stage.
So what happens then come the 31st of May, when the general fuel levy presumably comes into full effect again, with that R1.50 included in the petrol price? Is that also marked down within the bill at all, or how does it work?
Yes, so what they basically did is they just basically split it out. So,
okay.
So there's basically a schedule to the customs legislation that deals with changes to the fuel levy. And so essentially they wrote provisions into the bill saying from 6 April to 31 May, the levy will be, I think it's 235 cents per litre on petrol. And then beginning from 1 June, it goes back up to 385 cents per litre on petrol. So that's essentially what they did.
Louis, do you think that this could be possibly one or two of the initial steps towards exploring the fuel price in a deregulated environment at all?
Well, I mean, obviously there have been conversations, and I think it started especially last year when we saw the drastic, substantial increase in the fuel price regarding the calculation of the fuel price and the levy and so forth. The question of deregulation, obviously, I think it might be a little bit more complex. At the moment, you know, the variable of any difference in the fuel price is mainly based on the sort of the area or province or region where you live, where typically in coastal regions the price is a bit lower than inland because it takes account of, for example, transportation costs. Mm. But in terms of deregulation, I think, you know, not that much has been said on it. Obviously, there have been calls for deregulation, but I think that maybe it is an indication that they are willing to look into it, and that Treasury is open to some sort of flexibility, because I think there is general agreement that the price of petrol is too high, and considering the knock-on effect, it affects everyone. It's one of the few taxes, as it were, that literally affects every person in exactly the same way.
Yeah, and one can understand the calls for it, because, as you say, it's more than just transport. It has an impact on food prices, and we can see that escalating on a week-on-week basis. But does it necessarily translate that if, say, the fuel price is deregulated, that it will automatically advantage the consumer? Aren't there other considerations as well that may impact that?
That's exactly that. So, you know, the one question, for example, in the regulatory environment is that if the fuel price is no longer, you know, determined by government and it's determined by market forces, how is it regulated then? And in the energy space, you have, you know, potentially a number of regulators. So, you know, so for example, the question might come up: will it be something that will be considered by National Energy Regulator, for example? Of course, you have the Competition Commission that often looks at issues of competitive pricing and so on. So I think the road to deregulation might be longer than we anticipated. It has been regulated for a long time. You know, it might be that, similar to the the relaxations in the electricity generation industry, with that 100 megawatt licensing requirement being imposed. Maybe we see changes in the fuel price context too. But I think we have to be patient in that regard. I think there's still a way to go in that regard.
Senior Associate in the Tax and Exchange Control Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr and Louis Buerta. As always, appreciate your time and you joining us. Thank you so much, Louis. Thank you.
You're welcome, Anita. Thanks a lot. Smile.